Pima Community College this year has been at the center of controversy for awarding large contracts without bidding, paying two $288,000 chancellor salaries, and publicly receiving complaints about lack of oversight from the Board of Governors. According to Pima College records, in the last 8 years, when Roy Flores was chancellor, 57 top administrators left the college. That's about 100% turnover. Former employees use the words hostility, fear, harassment, and distress when describing the work environment under Flores. El Paso Community College in Texas, which is comparable in size and structure, saw 15 top administrators leave in that same amount of time. And the University of Arizona, which is significantly larger than Pima, had 14 top administrators leave, one-fourth the amount of Pima. Scott Stewart is the chair of Pima College Board of Governors. He says he's not familiar with El Paso Community College's turnover.
I do, however, know how things are run here, and I know the various problems that we have had at all levels in this organization over time, and I'm not surprised at that level of turnover. Am I disappointed that it is that much? Yes. But knowing some of the details of it, I am not surprised.
Gregory Hart started working for the college under the previous chancellor 12 years ago. He worked as dean of adult education and left in 2007. He talks about the high turnover and says it's related to Flores' leadership style, which discourages creativity.
I think that that's very unusual for an institution of the size and the importance of Pima Community College.
Sylvia Lee is a former campus president at Pima College. She has 30 years of experience in higher education and has worked in community colleges in Maricopa County and Minnesota. She retired from Pima after 15 years and agrees with Hart.
There has been, a flow of very talented people leaving Pima College over the years because of the environment that is one that does not promote openness. I think the individuals that have left have found it a very difficult place to work, almost, I would say, hostile place to work, especially if you were a direct report to Chancellor Flores.
Stewart, who has been a member of the governing board since 1998 and hired Flores, reacts to those comments.
I would challenge the word hostile because I know it can be challenging because unlike a lot of people I've known who've held CEO jobs in community colleges, he is very demanding.
Half a dozen current and former employees shared similar negative experiences working under Flores, but were not willing to go on the record for fear of retaliation. Hart says the governing board was told of the negative impact of Flores' managing techniques over the years.
And for whatever reason, was unable to understand the depth of the difficulty. And I hope that they've had an awakening.
Stewart says the turnover is not as costly as inefficient workers. Hart disagrees, saying the turnover rate affects the college's productivity, expenses, and morale.
And it was a real shame, really, almost tragic to see so many people have their careers disrupted, their relationships between the college and the community disrupted. We lost a lot of social capital. We lost a lot of institutional memory. And I think that there's a lot of residual fear and resentment about that.
Additionally, there have been complaints of sexual misconduct on Flores' part, and some employees have said the governing board was aware of them but did not look into the allegations.
Look into what? Look into an anonymous complaint with no specifics. How? Tell me, how would you look into it?
That's governing board chair Stewart.
The complaints, to my knowledge, that have come to the board are, again, of the I heard this, thought you should get a heads up that something is going on.
A 1995 Chicago Tribune article from when Flores worked at Eline Community College in Illinois says a complaint was filed with the Illinois Department of Human Rights by a woman who said she was verbally harassed by Flores and accused him of exposing himself in a sexual manner. That complaint was later dropped. Stewart says he was aware of the complaint when Flores was hired. He says anything he and other board members have heard about Flores' alleged sexual misconduct was through third parties or anonymous complaints. Flores has been on medical leave since early February, and his last day as chancellor was February 29th, when the board appointed Suzanne Miles as interim chancellor. Miles and Flores will each receive the chancellor's salary of $288,000 for the next 16 months. When Flores comes back from medical leave, he will work from home and perform only jobs given to him by the board. Hart and other employees spoke out against this decision at the last board meeting.
Almost universally in the community, it's something that people are struggling to understand and having a great deal of difficulty with, especially in the economic and budget environments that we're living in right now.
Board Chair Stewart has said the board is not bringing Flores back as chancellor because the community reaction to that would be too difficult. Flores' office says he's still on medical leave and unavailable for interviews. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.